Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dear the great British public, I'm very unhappy to say I can't write a letter of complaint. Mm. Welcome to Nobody Panic. I'm Stevie. Tessa is over there.
Hello.
We are doing how to write a letter of complaint, but we're not alone in that, actually, because we have lovely guest Johnny Sweet. Hello, Johnny.
Hello. Hello.
Is it short for Jonathan?
It is, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
And what's Sweet John short
fan.
For?
That's just as it is.
Not Sweetums. Sweetington. Yeah. Okay, good.
Sweetums.
Right, we've got John. Right, we've got Johnny Sweet in, for God's sake.
Because he fancied it.
But also because you've got an incredible film out this Friday,
this
I believe.
This Friday.
Wicked Little Letters with Olivia Colman.
Yeah.
You wrote it.
I did, actually.
Did you?
I did.
That's so nice. How do you feel?
I feel scared.
Do you?
No, I feel good. I feel good.
Do you actually feel good?
I feel a mixture of scared and good most of the time.
When you think of what you're scared about happening, what's the image that comes to mind?
Me in an empty cinema sort of wishing everything was better.
Okay. Yeah. No,
just
sure.
That was the image.
Are people like rioting outside?
Yeah, really
like,
sad
boo!
About it. Yeah, really sad about the film.
Yeah, yeah.
There's stuff going on in Parliament. I'm in trouble. It's become a global crisis.
Yeah,
it's to do with the film. Yeah.
Okay, but, so something comes up in it that you know the Prime Minister has to get involved. Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah,
UN's on the line.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No,
yeah
okay,
it's
no,
bad.
And it's
it's
natural
really bad
fears
reviews as well.
And that
and as
too.
Well.
Yes.
As this.
Okay.
We're thrilled to have you. We're very excited. Johnny is an incredible writer, performer, comedian.
Would you describe yourself as a comedian?
Would you still?
Someone asked me that in another interview, and I was such a long pause that they just had to crack on. I don't think I feel like I'm a comedian at heart, and I love comedians, and I sort of, but I don't really want to do comedy line.
No, I totally understand. I think you never have to, but
you
I
shouldn't.
Think that among the comedy community, you will always be maybe everyone's favourite comedian.
Johnny did some amazing shows, the Edinburgh Fringe, when we, me and Tessa, were like, sort of students, and you were obviously did you at House Windsor with Simon Bird and Joe Thomas, and like, and I remember going to see it and being like, they are the rock stars of comedy.
That's so, this is great.
It was wild.
It's good to relive those days.
It's yes, I do often, and then also you basically like seamlessly transitioned into doing loads of really cool TV stuff. You were in that Boris Johnson thing, where you played like young David Cameron.
I played David Cameron.
You were in Tom Basden's stuff, and it was all just like, oh my God, that's what comedy can be. And you basically not stopped writing stuff, working on stuff, doing things that are very impressive since then, but you haven't done live comedy. But
that's
I still
right.
literally see you as like a live comedian.
That's one of the nicest things anyone ever said to me. That's wonderful. No, I feel like that too. When I love comedy and I love live comedy, but I basically sort of, it was such a nightmare to do.
Yeah.
And I would spend a year being like, oh, I don't know, Johnny, you've got absolutely nothing. I'd sit in the British Library and I'd sort of go, I guess it's about a ship, isn't it? I don't know.
And it was
about a ship. So I felt like I wanted to stress out about something I understood better.
Yes, but also everything you've done is comedy writing.
It's always comedy. Yes. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Wicked Little Letters is not like a serious drama.
It certainly isn't.
The trailer looks very funny.
It's silly. It's very silly.
And it's based on a true story. And may I ask what the origin of the inspiration for this story was? And
you may.
What inspired you to write a whole film?
Yeah, so basically, all I can say is I was reading some history books.
Okay.
And I stumbled across it.
Okay.
So I... It's just a mad story. I mean, that was what I liked about it. Because I come from comedy, but I was looking for something that could be a story with sort of a bit of heft to it and maybe some darkness and to make a film that could be sort of dramatic and exciting but funny, but a comedy.
Yeah.
Has history and period stuff always appealed to you?
Yeah, a bit, yeah. Yeah, but also I think with film, it's easier... I found it easier to kind of get my head around making a film out of that for some reason, out of stuff that I knew was already exciting. So this, I found the story, it's just a mad story about a woman who was sending these anonymous, abusive, obscene, but like really badly executed obscene letters to this other woman. And the letters were just funny. They're just someone trying to be vicious and swearing, but they're like a child doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I thought there was something kind of funny and interesting about that character. And it's just a bonkers story. It's a real caper.
Is it bizarre seeing like Olivia Colman doing it?
It is.
Yeah.
But you didn't put yourself in this one.
I actually dropped some fairly major hints throughout the creative process. And... But a lot of the people who were coming in were sort of, I just have to go, no, you are better. And then I did get a cameo. I've got a brief cameo, which I'm actually really pleased
about. Do we know it's you or you're just like in the big crowd shot waiting?
No, it's my face. It's in the script, it was about four lines. Mm. In the film, it's about two, actually.
God.
Okay,
and
but that's not nothing.
One of my notes on one of the edits was, I do think those lines are quite good.
Pop them back in.
And they honestly said no. Yeah. I was like, you've stuck to your guns.
It looks amazing. It looks so fun. It's so nice to have a film come out that just seems like a really fun romp. Mm. You know, just like what a nice little event. A couple of bit of jeopardy, bit of darkness, exploring
some crying, bit of explore
the human spirit. Ultimately, a good old fashioned adventure.
That is what I'd like it to be. Yeah, it's quite weird because the story itself is insane. But also it's really dark. I mean, it's really dark, the original story. And so I was trying to kind of balance that. And it's quite weird. At the premiere, I was actually watching it going, oof, it does get a bit dark in times. Mm. And I was almost wondering, could have kept it a bit lighter there, maybe. but that's the truth of this. I mean, the story is like that. So that's the balance.
Yeah,
it sounds amazing. And it comes out this Friday.
Go to the cinema
Run there now.
Sprint.
And then
let's do Boss. Yeah. Well, and then if they're not showing it.
Wow. No, you
write a letter of complaint.
No, it's so good.
Very good.
That's so good.
But also, no, go on.
No, mine was going to be watch it, be like, wow, I love that. I wonder if I can see or read any more of the writer's work.
Oh, the novel. Oh, sorry, that's novel,
and then,
is it?
But one month, but weeks later, your novel comes out on the
19th of March. And it's called...
Kelsey's Big Day.
Yes! The Kellerby Code.
Can I say that you bluffed, with the date, you went 19th.
Yes.
That was clever. Because it sounded like you knew.
Tess is amazing at blagging.
Bullshit is how I've got myself this far.
Really
I don't know if you saw Kelsey's Big Day come out of being confident.
Yeah, I was trying to guide the listener away from that aberration.
In case they are looking and they're like, it's Kelsey's Big Day. You said that more than the name of the novel. Kelsey Code, the Kelsey Code.
We have a little bit on what
And then the Kelsey Code is,
and then we'll read our episode.
We need to do the... Yes, Kelsey Code, in brief. In a way, it's... Patricia Highsmith meets a sort of P.G. Woodhouse. They are.
What do they do?
So imagine, you know Jeeves and Wooster?
Yes.
It's a bit like, imagine if Jeeves had class rage. It's about like someone's slowly had enough. He's not an actual butler, but he slowly finds his friends taking advantage of him too much and slowly a rage develops.
Great. I love books about class rage.
Bit of fun? Yeah. Bit of fun or serious?
Oh, no, it's also a comedy.
Is Olivia Colman in it?
Yeah, she's in it.
Great.
She's,
Okay, that's good.
She's the best bit.
Fine.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, she did that. She did all the fonts.
She's very good at that. She's very good at that.
Can't wait to watch. Can't wait to read. And then
I'm gonna
can't wait
to watch while reading.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it in, with a light, big light on.
Yeah, that's good. Cinema. Yeah, that works.
Really
yeah,
cool. Okay. And then people will complain.
Yes.
And then they will have to be guided. They'll listen to this podcast episode of how to do that.
Have you ever?
Complained?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I've got quite a lot under my belt actually. In this.
Actual letters,
emails,
proper like. I think I've probably pissed off of Milton Keynes or whatever that phrase is.
Oh, yeah.
Disgruntled of Tunbridge Wells.
Yes, yeah. That's the one.
I have certainly done, yeah. I've done emails. I've probably never posted.
What are we talking? Who have you emailed?
Actually, recently, over Christmas, I hired a car and 3 weeks afterwards, they tried to charge me £300 to clean it.
Oh.
And
you'd shatter it, of course.
By the way, I had done some really dark stuff.
Yeah, very bleak.
It was fun for me, but I would not have liked to clear it up.
No.
There was nothing in there. There was nothing to clean, really.
Right.
So I said, I did my email.
Mm. That's great.
Yeah.
Did it work?
It did.
Great.
It did work, and it was fair. Mm. It was fair-minded.
That's what we want here. I've never done one.
I've definitely had a fight.
I've definitely been in a fight.
I've definitely been in a few fights.
Not relevant to this,
but back onto
my time in juvenile detention. Okay, so
you wrote one last time we were recording. You wrote an email to your neighbourhood. I don't know what it is. To your neighbourhood.
To my neighbourhood.
It says it owns a flat and I don't understand it because I rent. It was like to your building and they'd been like, you put a mirror outside and you'd be like, dear everybody, I actually have not. Goodbye.
Well, I would say, again, I would put that in the classification of fight. Like, yes, they brought it to my door. There had been a Jacques to everybody in the block of flats that somebody had put a full-length mirror outside. Mm-hmm. I know who it was. It wasn't me. But I do put things just on the wall all the time. So I know when the group email came, I knew that everybody thought it was me. And so I wanted to both get out. I was like, wasn't me. But I have done it in the past, and I'll stick to Freecycle in the future just to cover my back.
Yeah,
it was very well done.
Thank you so much. I arrived in a rage blackout and had to had to cross reference check my 2-line emails so many times over.
It was just fuck you, you and fucking I was like, piece of shit.
Is this like, game? Oh, wow, okay. So I definitely, when people or like I would definitely, I've definitely had a fight, but I don't know if I've ever gone full. No one's asked me, no one's brought anything to my door and I've gone out of my way to complain, have you ever, full like bad restaurant experience and then be like, I must tell you about this,
My problem with that is it's like you've had a bad experience and then you've got homework. That's what I hate about the complaint.
What it is, isn't it? If like you really have to be like, and what do you want out of this now that you've complained?
If it's a money thing, like the £300, then I can see clear aim. But I still would be like, I'll just take it.
Yeah.
So I'm being fucked by the man again. Like, it's that's my, which I think is real. I think we need to stand up more to little things.
I agree.
And it's such a fine line there because Wicked Little Letters style. Yes. In my village at home, the pub had unfortunately been owned and beloved by a French guy for many years and then he left. It was so nice in just a little tiny village to have this like amazing French chef. Like, what an incredible thing to have in the pub. The rumour was that Kylie Minogue once came in, but no one, and he said, I don't have any tables, but no one believes him. Right. Okay, so anyway, then he was there for many years, very beloved centre point of the village, and then had to move on, went, and then the pub changed hands a few times. New people owned the pub. And there had been a lot of but also tricky to take over a beloved pub and hope that people were going to,
New menu, not up to scratch.
New menu,
French
not
man.
Up to scratch. Mm. Bad selection of stuff. Bad lighting. Mm. They took away the nice fireplace. Like, they did a lot of stuff. People were like, a lot of all quite cool. All the wall stuff got replaced with quite like, art from a sort of Premier Inn.
Yes.
You're like, okay. Mm. So it was objectively, things had taken a turn.
Yeah.
However, an anonymous letter comes through the letterbox.
This is great.
Typed, so the handwriting can't be traced.
Of course.
Unsigned.
Of course, the place would be all over it.
And it was a list of, it's outrageous. And it was really like, we really want you to succeed, but these are the things you need to change. Wow. It was so rude, so passive aggressive. And I really don't think that the author of the letter ever thought, they really thought they were just sending in an anonymous letter. But the couple who owned it took a photo of it, obviously, put it on the Village Facebook group,
brilliant.
The Village went berserk.
This is great.
Absolutely berserk, because they got things were being like cross-referenced with like spelling errors that like this person had spelt this incorrectly, and then a TripAdvisor review was found from a different, completely different thing, but that was traced back to someone, and the spelling error was the same. People weren't like
That's
FBI
amazing.
Cold case on the thing. And we do have our suspicions on who wrote the letter, and it's never been raised, but everybody does know.
Should you name this person now?
I should not name them now. For legal reasons, I should not.
The case is ongoing.
The case is ongoing, and I legally must say a number of suspects
Did they change?
But the thing is, nothing was changed.
Oh, right.
They became upset. The Village turned on each other in a...
Right.
You know.
So, don't write a complaint.
The thing was to be like, it's a tough thing to do to
it
get
is.
This.
And it
especially
is.
If they're anonymous, and especially if you just think that you're sort of getting all your complaints out of your system. You're like, to what end? Like, where is this? Because it's like, they charge you £300. No, thank you very much. I'm going to complain. Now I got my money and we won something. Mm. Whereas this is like, what did we achieve?
What did you achieve?
Did you agree with the notes?
Alas, yes. Mm. Yeah. But not the manner in which they were presented.
Okay.
And this is the tricky thing
That's the nub.
And
that,
there's the rub.
It's the nub and the rub.
There's the rub. There's the nub.
That's from Othello, I think.
I think so, yeah.
But the, my dad is a... he writes complaint letters constantly,
really?
Emails, and he uses them, I think, to process his anger at the incompetence of the world now.
Right.
So it's very important for him to do it. But he does, recognise that because it's this therapeutic thing, he must write out the rage, then leave it 24 hours, always does, then go back and then be like, no, holy shit. And then he kind of makes it a more palatable thing, which is really good. Because I think it's because he wasn't really getting anywhere for quite a long time because it was just so full of vitriol that it was like, well, you're not going to do anything. So, yeah.
Do people reply?
Yes, often not. So, like, it'll be like British Airways and they'll give him, like, a voucher for another British Airways flight that's, like, £15. And he'll be like, Jesus Christ! But it's just, he got what he wanted through this pressing send, Get it all out. Have your, like, dog shit first draft.
Yeah.
And then we're going to workshop it, possibly show your wife.
Yeah.
Who goes, Roy, no! Regardless of whether your name's Roy or not, that's the reaction you're looking for. And then you can maybe like, just show someone like you showed me the thing, and then I can be like, oh, pull back on that, or that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because there's the therapy and then there's the art form, which I think it's a very...
I think it's the, do I need from this? And what do I need them to give me?
Yes.
You know, like what's in this?
And if
exchange?
You attack, then they defend. And Absolutely. You need to, my technique is always be really nice to the intermediary. I'm always saying, I know it's not, and look, mate, I know it's not your fault.
Mm. I know it's not your fault is such a great thing to even open with.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like you.
Hello.
Yeah. Everyone you meet.
I know it's not your fault. But like, that's such a good, because it was never, unless you are actually...
This is their fault.
Specifically speaking to the person who did something.
Yeah.
But because it isn't their fault. And then that does show you to be a reasonable person.
Yes, exactly.
It?
You trick them into thinking you're reasonable.
But rarely you are dealing with somebody whose direct fault it is.
Mm.
Or whoever you're dealing with in customer service at British Airways for Roy, you know, they didn't fly the plane.
No.
And or
spilled, and that's what he was complaining about. Bad. This plane was flewed.
so poorly. But like they didn't serve you the bad drinks or give you the broken seat or break the seat. Like, you know, the person that is so much of modern life is, you know, being asked to make up for something that you're like, I didn't do it.
And yet.
So I think the leading with not your fault, totally understand, and yet these are my list of grievances. And do you think it's important to add how I would like them resolved to be added to the list of grievances?
Definitely.
Yes, please. So we work with your aim very high.
Aim very high.
I wanted the car back for me. Give me the car and we're Chris.
This would be resolved by you giving me the vehicle.
Yeah, okay, drive it to me.
And did you fully write out, like, I would like this XYZ, or did you...
I think I said, I won't be paying this.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Because it wasn't too rude, but it showed that, God, this guy's got some chutzpah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Around.
I'm not going to mess with this guy.
Yeah. He's not going to pay it.
He said he's not going to pay it, and he's true to his word, I presume.
Mm. Yeah.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I have also in the past, have you ever lent on words like ombudsman?
I don't want to appear thick ever, but I don't confidently know what an ombudsman is.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
But what if then they go, great, and could you tell me what you mean by ombudsman?
They won't.
They're too scared to look stupid.
Because they don't know what it is either. But also, just for so I know, what is it?
Is it just banks or is it?
Ombudsman is a word for banks.
It's just, we're having a private discussion before we present.
Speak amongst yourselves and then present
I
to the...
I don't think it is just for banks. I think there's an ombudsman for various sectors of... But I might be wrong about this.
Yeah, okay.
And they're a kind of person stroke, obviously, institution who potentially oversee and
so
regulate
we believe,
quality of those things within its purview.
Yeah, we believe that.
Wow.
Has that helped?
And we, what's purview?
Am I attractive, by the way? Is this cool... Is this hip? That's what I was thinking. I have to leave the room for a moment.
A cold shower.
Did you say, is this hip?
is this hip? What you do?
Do you dig that?
Is this what people talk about?
So, okay, it's quality control.
Not just quality control because they are unrelated. So, Mike, Nat West would have an ombudsman. They are unrelated to Nat West. So, they've got no skin in the game.
Yes.
Okay.
They are not protecting Nat West. They are a truly unbiased galactic council level.
How do you become an ombudsman? Do you like.
Well, that's the thing you're not allowed to know.
Are you joking?
You're born an ombudsman.
You're chosen to be a Freemason. It is a bit, you know, it's definitely designed to be that impartial, that untouchable, that so like that you can't be crooked, you can't be working for somebody. If the ombudsman gets involved, things are serious and that the rights of the person will be protected.
I've heard the word so many times that I just kind of nod and kind of get the context, but I clearly don't, but I thought I was getting the context.
And so did you threaten with ombudsman at the car company? That's what I was going to say.
That if you did,
I don't know if I used it on the. Yeah, I would just say, you know, something like, and if this matter is not dealt with satisfactorily, I'll have to involve the ombudsman.
Or contact
the ombudsman.
Yeah.
To say involve implies a certain familiarity and almost like social connection with the ombudsman.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like,
nice.
I'll have to get the ombudsman over, would be good.
Yeah.
I'll have to ring up. I'll get the ombudsman back from his holiday.
After WhatsApp
to deal
the ombudsman.
I've used the phrase, or if this is not resolved, I will be seeking legal counsel.
That's very good.
Yeah, oh,
that's
good. God. That's good.
Which like wasn't like, I've got a lawyer, which felt made up.
Well, you put your bracket, ombudsman?
No, question mark.
Which may or may not mean ombudsman.
But we both know what I mean.
Yeah, it was the implication that I'm not fucking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the implication is enough to be like, okay. She's not going to pay it.
Yeah.
She's seeking legal counsel. Ombudsman? Question mark.
Because there are tears, and they sort of not like sobbing tears, but
the tears of an ombudsman.
The tears of an ombudsman. My next novel. It would be great to get under the skin of an ombudsman in literature. But no, their initial thing is no. They have to, you know, they've got their kind of steps that they go no, and then if you say, can I talk to your manager? Then they'll do that. And then I imagine ombudsman is sort of red lights, flashing.
Oh, it's
sort of, yeah.
It's high. It's high. And then it's the point where they're like, oh, they've used the keyword. Just give them. It's not worth this. Just give them whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because so many customer service situations rely on being like boring generic email. People are like, and then that's going to get rid of a first wave of people who are like, fuck it. I don't have the time to fight about this.
Yes.
Write that money off. Who cares? And then the second wave of people may be like, okay, we're going to give you £15. And then the other people will be like, all right, yeah, fine, I'll have it, have the car.
Yeah.
And then a third wave are like, I'm unemployed, I've got nothing on my plate. I'm possessed by rage. This is all I'm doing all day, every day. I will be getting this back as a matter of principle.
Yeah.
And at that point, they're like, fuck it, you win.
Have it.
Yeah.
I feel the construction of a complaint letter, if that's someone who's never written one, should be sort of similar to like, basically I've seen some of my dad's complaint letters and they're too long.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like a short story and with a lot of like emotion and ultimately, sorry, Dad, if you're listening, I think Dad's trying to move the person reading it to emotion and you're never going to.
Yes.
They will sit there all day just getting these same things. So you want to get to the point immediately. You're talking a paragraph, I think.
Absolutely.
4 or 5 lines. Do you agree? Is this acceptable?
No, I think that's absolutely right.
Okay.
I think you want to go, this is the injustice.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And here's what you're going to do. And I'm taking this really seriously.
Yeah, it was good.
I suddenly went into quite a sort of intense, because you do when you're completely.
I think you need to go exactly there.
And yours.
Yours. Is it?
Yeah. It's not VB, is it? It's not.
I always put VB.
Very best.
Very best.
VB. Is that what you put?
I don't think I've never seen anybody. I said yes. And then I thought VB, he means very best. I've never seen anyone sign off very best ever.
Really?
No.
I've started to try it. What do you do?
Thanks. Exclamation mark.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Sometimes she puts SX.
And then it typos to sex.
So that she writes, thanks,
it's happened
sex.
3 times.
Wow, that's astonishing.
Sorry. Very best.
I was just thinking
best,
that
I think I'd go for that. Yeah. Best. But even in an email, the transition from letters to emails to me, sort of, for me, renders the sign off pointless now. Mm.
Yes, yeah.
I just go.
No, you can't just end with nothing.
I end with S, of course.
All right, S. I would go all the best. Or thank you in advance.
Thank you in advance is punchy. Yeah,
that's
punchy.
Good. Yeah. Maybe I should start going, thanks.
In anticipation, yours.
In anticipation. Electric. When you were like, do this sound. When
you did write periods.
Sorry, when before you were like, just before you were like, is this attractive? It wasn't before, but that was.
In anticipation, yours.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that is hip, actually.
There's a bit of pepper to that, isn't
there? That's doing it.
Just spicy meatball.
Woo!
It still feels quite old-fashioned, but I think if you're doing
I think a complaint is old-fashioned. It is to be like, we're using ombudsman, we're using these serious words.
They don't know your age as well. If they saw me, they wouldn't respect me.
Yes, you've got. You're aiming for like 50-year-old man.
Yeah, who's not
recently retired
from being a lawyer.
Yes, exactly.
We want a recently retired lawyer, and they're like, "Oh, don't mess with this guy. He knows yours in anticipation. Fuck, that's a lawyer."
Because it has become quite confused. Because obviously you've got complaint letters now in different formats. So obviously it used to be just letters, then possibly telegrams, then you've got like the email, and now the telegrams and the letters have fallen off. But you knew it was just email. Then it was like via Twitter or something. People now still do that, and you're a bit like, don't. I mean, I did that actually literally last week, but fine. I did that last week. Sidebar. So they sent my parents a scam visa link, and then my parents could not go to Australia to visit my sister.
And
it cost them loads of money. So my sister was like kicking off. Then I also kicked off. And then Qatar responded with a quite clearly AI response, because it had like loads of mistakes in it, and then I was like, and it's an AI bot, this is, we're living in hell. And then someone put it through a bot program and was like, no, this is 100% because it's 100% human. And then she ended up going, it was me, English is not my first language.
Because the bots don't make errors.
This is the thing, because they're too good now. Anyway, so I'm very hot thinking about that. That's actually probably proves my point. Illustrates my point best.
That is so perfectly. Don't bring the rage to the table. That meeting in 24 hours, I need to step away.
But also now, be careful. Now you have to think, what's the best medium with which to give your complaint? not on Twitter, for example, but also, you know, things like, yeah, you mentioned like TripAdvisor or like Google reviews and things like that. You see those and you're like, but that's public. And it also, your actual name is often, and your picture, which for me is a picture of Pierce Brosnan, but that doesn't matter. Like, that shouldn't matter, should it?
I'll give it extra heft, actually. Yeah,
although he's too far away, so it just looks like a man on a beach.
I thought it was you for years.
Yeah.
I thought it was you in a
he's
suit.
In a full suit.
And I was like
really far
living
away.
Her best life. There she goes.
Oh, hilarious. I don't know. But like, it's, so I never do it via that because I feel like that's too mean because you're affecting their business. You know, but shouldn't you affect their business?
If you feel you've been affronted and there's been an injustice, and I think it's...
Yeah.
It's hard if it's a small business and you feel like it's going to affect their life in
like
a big
Wagamama.
Way. Yeah, if it's Wagamama, you know, think about their kids.
Think about Wagamamlets.
Wagamamlets.
I think we talked about... I think when we've talked about... Sorry,
carry on.
What did you say? What did you whisper under your breath?
I think I forgot that this was a podcast and I started to utter things to myself.
Well, what was it? It sounded like gills. So what was it?
It wasn't, believe it or not, wasn't gills. It's amazing that you've over sort of 50 minutes, you've thought I'm the sort of person that might say gills to myself. It's like absolutely terrible.
What did you say to yourself?
I will reveal what I said to myself now. I said guilt.
Guilt.
Because
I thought
you were going to say, yeah, it's sometimes the problem with those complaint letters, there is a bit of guilt.
There is a huge amount of guilt.
A bit of sort of poor you. Not with a corporation, but...
Absolutely.
You know.
You're so right, and you're completely right too, but sometimes what happens to me is I start a sentence, completely lose interest, start another one. And you were helping out, being like, guilt, is that where you're heading?
Maybe, that's what I was doing.
And I was like, we're moving on, guilt boy. We haven't time for this.
I would like to, as a bracket, say I totally agree. 2 months ago, went to Rose's Thai, which has now become franchised. Used to be like small, independent.
Yeah.
Now it's like so franchised that they have to put the calories on the menu. It's that big. Mm. That means that, I don't know, 50,000 people work with them, whatever. And it was the worst experience of my life. Arrived, we sat down. There was no one else in. There was one guy who was cooking the food and also our waiter.
And then I
went into the kitchen and got tap water because I'd asked him three times and I felt bad. And then he came out and was like, "Are you eating?" And I was like, "Yes." And then I ordered something. And he was like, "Is that?" It? And I was like, yes. And then he left, and then it took ages. It came out. And then when it came out, I literally started eating, and he came out and went, "Would you put a review?" And I was like, "This is my name on a card." And I was like, "No." And he went, "You have to." And I said, "Okay." And then he stood and watched me
while
I wrote the review. And then when he left, I deleted it and didn't send it. But I wanted to write a bad review because it was like, you can't.
But that's how they get
like
you.
That.
Exactly. That's exactly
the
it.
That's intimidating, so though. That's weird to stand.
He couldn't have been less of an intimidating person. He looked like he was going to cry.
Oh well, there's the knob.
And it ruined my day.
I bet.
Yeah. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It's like I wanted to put the bad review to save him from having to do that. But the guilt of then he might lose his job because that's what he was clearly worried about. Like he was like shaking. Anyway. I think this entire system has now got out of control, you know?
I think
it's very difficult.
Yeah. Mm, it's very difficult.
Gills.
And the problem is the gills. I've got another thing to say.
Oh, please. And I will say it.
I was going to say.
Now.
I was just thinking that in the part we talked about leaving a job and we've talked about going through a breakup, and I think that obviously not the same, but they have a key point at the heart of it, which is you have to be like, what do I actually want from this interaction?
Yes.
So like, you know, a friend of mine breaking up with somebody was like, I needed him to know this, this, this and this and have blah, blah, blah. And I was like, do you actually, or do you just need to seamlessly and as cleanly as possible get out of this relationship?
Yes.
Mm. Because those are two different things. And maybe you do need them to know how wronged you have been.
Yes.
But also, do you just need to leave?
Yeah.
And being like, okay, let's separate. And also, if you're leaving a job, do you need to be like, and also the job did this and blah, blah, blah. Be like, is that helpful? Mm. Or do you actually just need to leave the job?
Yeah, and talk to someone else about it.
And talk to
someone
else about it.
Have
and like,
events
or
else.
Or if the workplace is extremely toxic and bad and you think it would be helpful, like then this is the right time to say these things. And so I think it's about being like, what do I actually want from this? The other day, I ordered a Deliveroo.
Oh,
and
yes.
I ordered a Coca-Cola in a glass bottle, which is my favourite treat. Mm. And I was very hungover and I was so excited about my Coca-Cola. And when it arrived, no Coca-Cola.
Mm. No.
But then you put on Deliveroo, there was a problem with my order. And they said, what's the problem? And I said, no Coca-Cola. And they said, please send a picture of the issue. So I sent a picture of my empty hand. Because I was like, there's no Coca-Cola in my hand.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, they just kept being like, send a picture of the problem. I was like, I can't because the problem is not here.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, no.
Yeah, they just don't do anything.
And then I was like, and it cost me £2.50. And I was like, in the end of the day, not a big deal. But I was like, I'm actually feeling quite affronted. I didn't actually need the £2.50. Lovely to have it. But what I needed was them to acknowledge that this was on principle, not fair. I paid for something, didn't come. Then when you asked me to prove it, couldn't prove it because it's not here. So yeah. I did have quite a lengthy fight with them. And ultimately, they did return my
£2. Did they deliver you one Coca-Cola bottle?
I would have liked that.
That would have
resolved it for me. But I think it's one of those things of being like, what do I actually... And in that case, I did actually need, I had a lot of rage that needed to go somewhere and it needed to be.
You needed the principle.
I needed the principle of the thing. But I think it's been like.
Like that delivery thing. That's happened to me before when they just, me and my partner were like ordering sushi and his just didn't arrive. And they were like, okay, well, yeah, we can't really do anything about that. And they gave us a refund. It's like, but he doesn't have any dinner. Mm-hmm. Like now I have to, you don't, it's going to take an hour now. And like, obviously I didn't say that. But it was like, you just feel so like. Oh, well, we're a big, huge conglomerate and your sushi doesn't matter. And sometimes you want to feel like your sushi matters.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know? And they should say, sorry, you just want a bit of justice, really.
You just want justice.
You want someone to look you in the eye and acknowledge, be like, sorry, pal, as opposed to being like, shrug.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also deliver me some sushi.
And let's deliver it,
yeah. Let's say. So that's also why maybe there'll be a lot of like need to rage, but that's why you must pull back.
Mm.
And remember that the person receiving the rage is not the person that didn't deliver you the sushi. Keep the emotion out of it.
Yes. Who are you fighting? What do you wish to achieve?
Yeah.
What's this for? Yeah. Exactly.
VB.
Johnny.
Always sign off Johnny.
You always sign off Johnny. It's a complaining society. That's the other issue. You're treated badly, but people also have a kind of, people are getting quite good at, are used to complaining.
Yeah.
And sort of throwing it around a bit. So you do have to... Be polite.
Pick your battles.
There's a very funny Baroness von sketch show sketch on the internet. But I believe they are Australian. But she goes into this cheese shop and she says, you gave me the wrong cheese at this in this big department store. And the lady's like, oh, my bad. Here you go. And like gives her another cheese. And then she's like, ha. Huh. And then the cheese lady is like, did you want to have a fight? And she was like, yeah, a bit. And she was like, okay. How do I even know that cheese is from this shop? And then she's like, well, I don't have the receipt, but it has the sticker clearly on it. And then and they have a bit of a fight for a while. She's like, okay, fine, have a cheese. And then she takes it and she's like, fine, a justice has been righted. And then they sort of like wink at each other and she leaves. You know, like sometimes a person just does want to have a little bit of a fight, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, and so I guess like, you know, Roy wishes to simply be having this, you know,
yeah, he's got some computer. I saw the opening of one of his complaint letters and it was like, last month, me and my wife suffered an injustice of which we have never experienced before. It all began. And it all began. It was like, I see your problem immediately. Just say, this happened, this happened, this happened. Bullet point it. So
this
they go, I'm just going to scan it. We're just going to scan it. They can't scan through your, like, the sun was rising on Gatwick Knot. Like, no one's going to, you know, it's beautiful. So you should write. Books, maybe Roy.
Put your energy somewhere else, Roy.
Yeah. Stop drumming, Roy, and write novels, Roy. But there's a lot of that.
I do remember, I remembered a story. Sarah Soleimani, she went to work, she went to try out to be a waitress, but the tryout was 2 weeks long. And so she was just a waitress for 2 weeks. And then they said, no, you didn't get the job, we're not paying you. So her dad was really furious. And this is his version of the complaint. He went to the restaurant and ordered himself a massive meal. And had starters, a couple of mains, dessert, champagne, and at the end of the meal said, I shan't be paying. And they said, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, because you employed my daughter and you never paid her, so I'm not going to pay you. And they said, I don't know what you're talking about. Which restaurant was this? He says, it's Zizzy's. And he said, well, yeah, that's next door. So go there. Yeah, it's fantastic. So that was a bad version of the complaint.
Sorry, he went to the wrong restaurant.
And they're always...
And he paid.
They're always next to like Prezzo, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're the same.
The same sort of thing. Prezzo and Zizzy.
Fuck. Yeah.
They probably have intervening doors. So
also, the fact that it's a big chain anyway is just like that's to, what are yeah. you doing?
That's electric. Very because good. The whole meal, he's just like absolutely
giggling to himself, getting lashed,
yeah. getting lashed, being like,
more lobster, mate.
Yeah, yes, fucking right. bring it in. It's your fucking lobster.
Yeah. Do you know, it's a bit weird that he's ordering four lobsters and giggling to himself.
It's unhinged. And then getting there and being like, it's nothing worse than coming out to bat and then being told that actually you have the wrong information.
And you're not holding the bat and the bat's next door.
Yeah, and the bat's next door. Yeah. Oh, God.
I think that's a great one to bring
us
home.
Did he attempt to go next door and do it again?
Too full, I imagine.
Too drunk as well.
Did he try the next day?
thank you so much, Johnny. That was great. It was really joyful and fun, and I cannot wait to watch this film. Is it out in all, like, all cinemas nationwide? Is that what we're saying?
I think so. I hope so.
Exciting. Yeah, fingers crossed, actually.
And get out there, support your local cinema. Or your big boys,
yeah.
whatever you fancy. see it in the pictures, though.
Your
you
big
know,
boys.
Like, let's make more cinema.
Get to the big boys.
Get to the big boys.
That's what Tom Cruise says, isn't it? Get to the big.
Get to the big boys.
See you with the big boys. And then he jumps up and
plays. His tattoo. He's got a tattoo.
Get see you with the big boys.
Big boys. Yeah. amazing.
Get
Great.
To the pictures.
Thank
I can't
you so
wait
much.
To watch it. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming on the podcast,
VB. That's my sign off.
VB.
Was an anticipation.
I'll seek legal counsel. Fuck.
Bye. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.